Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Business, rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business, business show is swell. Now if you feel blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, business show is swell. He's the drummer man in the band.
In the band.
Crawl beats on them drums in the band.
In the
band. Oh, when he does tricks with sticks, the boys in the band all play hot licks. Plays saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Joe plays the saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Oh, when he goes up that scale, see the pop doodle that doodle daddy. Plays on the bass in the band.
In the band.
Mose plays on that bass in the band.
In the band.
Now when he picks all those strings, happiness to you he brings. He blows on the trumpet in the band.
In the band.
Steve blows all that trumpet in the band.
In the band.
Oh, he's the guy, hits him high, makes you think he's in the sky.
Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with the song Rhythm Is Our Business, recorded in 1935. The song was written by Sammy Kahn, Saul Chaplin, along with Jimmy himself. And they opened this morning's show, which will feature a number of big bands from the mid-1930s through to the mid-1940s. Often known as the big band era, also the swing era, this was the time when the big bands really took off. They were packed full of wonderful talent. Lots of great jazz artists set up the bands and played in them. When jazz perhaps migrated a little bit or developed into more mainstream, we hear much larger orchestras. Of course, all those wonderful jazz artists are in there, so In addition to the orchestra as a whole, we also hear quite a few solos from the trumpets and the clarinets and the sax. We also hear the development of lots of arrangements by some of the band leaders themselves, what's known as the call and response, where one side of the orchestra, say the brass, played a piece and that was responded to by the wind section. All in all, it contributed to a wonderful development in jazz that went on for about 10 or 12 years until the late 1940s. And of course, we mustn't forget the singers that performed with the band as well. Well, we're going to go now to 1939 to Artie Shaw and his orchestra, called at the time Artie Shaw and his New Music, because I guess it was his second orchestra. And he and his colleagues are going to bring us a song written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh called Digger, Digger Doo. And then back 3 years to 1936 and to the orchestra led by Tommy Dorsey. Tommy and his brother Jimmy had got together in smaller groups in the 1920s and formed an orchestra called the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in the early 1930s. In 1935, the two brothers went their separate ways, and we'll hear Tommy from 1936 with his new orchestra, with a song written by Andy Razaf and Fats Waller called Keeping Out of Mischief Now. And then we'll hear his brother in the next decade, 1949. And Jimmy had his own orchestra at this point and was immensely popular. Well, he's going to bring us a number called In a Little Spanish Town, written by Sam Lewis, Mabel Wayne, and Joe Young. Three recordings, three bands, and we'll start with Artie Shaw and his new music, Digger, Digger Doo, from 1939.
Thank you.
just heard Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra from 1949 in a little Spanish town. Before him, we heard from Tommy Dorsey, his brother, and his orchestra from 1936 with the Fats Waller Andy Razzav piece, Keeping Out of Mischief Now. And we started off with Artie Shaw and his new music, Digger, Digger Doo, 1939. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're listening to big bands from the big band or swing era, roughly 1935 through to the late 1940s. Well, the band that was credited with starting off the swing era was led by Benny Goodman, one of the great clarinetists of the century. He also led a immensely fine band with lots of talent in its ranks. He also worked with an arranger through the 1930s called Fletcher Henderson. Now, Fletcher Henderson had started out in the 1920s and led a big band, one of the first jazz bands, made lots of recordings, and I think he continued with the band through the 1930s. He also worked with Benny Goodman, and between them, they created some groundbreaking arrangements, and which led to some wonderful performances by the orchestra. Also around this time, another arranger band leader was Don Redman. He, like Fletcher Henderson, had started off in the 1920s. He was playing with his band through into the 1930s as well. So we're going to hear three recordings from these three bands. We'll start with Benny Goodman with a Fletcher Henderson arrangement of Down South Camp Meeting. And the writing credits go to Fletcher Henderson and to Irving Mills. And, of course, that's the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Forward a year, and we're going to hear from the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra itself. And they will join us with a number called Back in Your Own Backyard. The orchestra is led by Fletcher Henderson, and I'm sure the arrangement is by Fletcher as well. It was written by Dave Dreyer, Al Jolson, and Billy Rose, Back in Your Own Backyard. And then back to 1935, and we will hear from Don Redman and his orchestra. Now, Don, as I said, was a band leader and an arranger, and also a composer. Today, he's going to bring us a number from the pens of Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. We've already heard from them. And this was an immensely popular song and became a bit of a jazz standard, Exactly Like You, Don Redman and his orchestra. And we'll start with Benny Goodman from 1936, the Fletcher Henderson arrangement, Down South Camp Meeting.
Thank you.
Katrina killed the dildo. I found out my mother told me, son, you better be true. Cause she knew that someday I'd latch on to someone like you, my baby. Exactly like you.
You've just been listening to the wonderful orchestra of Don Redman and Exactly Like You from 1935. Don Redman, one of the great band leaders and arrangers of the day. Before Don, we heard from the orchestra of Fletcher Henderson, another band leader and arranger. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra brought us Back in Your Own Backyard, recorded in 1937, and we started off with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1936, Down South Camp Meeting, one of the many Fletcher Henderson arrangements performed by the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. And this morning we are listening to big bands from the 1930s, roughly the mid-1930s through to the end of the 1940s. This is the big band or swing era. This is the time when the big band flourished. There had been orchestras, of course, around in the jazz scene and the popular music scene, but it really developed into a major phenomenon, very popular with the fans and on the radio, in concerts, and also on films. These were the bands that were made up of the jazz artists of the time, playing together in large formats with arrangements and, as I mentioned, the call and response technique. And also, there's some wonderful singers with them too, though we haven't heard very many today, but we will in future shows, of course, and in previous shows. Well, we're listening to recordings from these bands, and we're going to go now to Count Basie and his orchestra. One of the excellent bands around at the time, perhaps one of the great bands of the 20th century. Much talent in the band. Count Basie himself on piano, of course, and tenor sax from Lester Young, and Buck Clayton on trumpet, to name just a few. They'll join us from 1938 with a song called Swinging the Blues, which was written by Count Basie and Eddie Durham, who was another band member. Then we'll go to 1941 to the orchestra led by Larry Clinton, another fine orchestra, much musical talent and also some fine vocal talent too. They'll join us today with a song written by Tom Delaney, a jazz standard called Jazz Me Blues. And then to 1936 to a band led by drummer Chick Webb. Well, Chick was one of the great drummers of the century. He also led a particularly fine band, and we'll hear them this morning. An instrumental this morning from the band, and it's written by Chick himself, and it's called Strictly Jive, and that's from 1937. So three more recordings, and we'll start with Count Basie from 1938, Swinging the Blues. Thank you. just heard from the Chick Webb Orchestra, very, very fine orchestra, 1937, Strictly Jive. Before Chick, we heard from Larry Clinton and his band from 1941, Jazzy Blues, and we started out with the fabulous Count Basie Orchestra, 1938, Swinging the Blues.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to recordings taken from the swing era or the big band era, 1935 to late 1940s. Lots of wonderful orchestras playing jazz and popular music at the time. And we are going to go now to 1939, to a band led by Erskine Hawkins. I keep saying this, but they really were very, very fine bands. Erskine Hawkins led the band from the 1930s into, I believe, the 1940s. Many recordings. The one that I play most often is going to be the one I'll play today, and that is Tuxedo Junction. Well, this has been recorded by many. Erskine wrote it himself, along with Buddy Johnson, Julian Dash, and Buddy Fain. And I particularly enjoy the song as played by the band, led by one of its songwriters, and that is Tuxedo Junction. And then we'll go to 1942, to one of the most famous of the big bands of the century, and that was the one led by Duke Ellington. He'd started out in the 1920s, I believe, carried on for the rest of the century, mostly. We'll hear him, as I said, from 1942, Duke Ellington and his big orchestra, with all that great talent in it. They're going to bring us a song called Perdido, a big hit for the band, written by Irving Drake, H.J. Langsfelder, and Juan Tizol. And then we'll go to another very famous band, and this is the band led by Glenn Miller. Well, he was particularly prominent in the swing era for his very distinctive style, that very smooth sound with the very tight arrangements. Excellent musicians in the band, as always. This is an early recording by the Glenn Miller Band. They were just really getting going at this point and starting to hit the big time, 1937. And they'll join us today with a song written by George and Ira Gershwin called I Got Rhythm, which sums up our songs for today, I guess. Anyway, three more recordings, and we'll start with Erskine Hawkins from 1939, Tuxedo Junction. Thank you. You've just been listening to Glenn Miller and his orchestra from 1937 with I Got Rhythm. Duke Ellington and his orchestra joined us from 1942 with Perdido. And we also heard from Erskine Hawkins from 1939, Tuxedo Junction. Well, we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our recordings. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. We have one more big band for you today, and it's the one led by Harry James, a very popular band, started up, I believe, in late 1930s and went on for decades. And we will hear them from 1947 with the song Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Here's Harry James and his orchestra.